kids heading back to school in Fond du Lac at Fond du Lac High School this week with plenty of anticipation and excitement for the start of a new school year and a little bit of extra excitement after a ball python escaped from its cage in one of the science classrooms. The bad news is, as of this morning, they still had not captured the python. The good news, they are pretty sure they know where it is. Joining us on the final segment of the show, Principal Matt Steinbarth. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. How does it feel to start another school year?
Starting another school year is great. Our families and students have been great, especially with all things considering, with a little added excitement this year, going into the year with a snake being missing at the moment.
That's great. I pulled this up on the website. It says, if you're reading this article, it's probably because your ball python escaped from its cage. In that case, there's no time to lose. Ball pythons are not the best climbers in the snake world. They have stout bodies, short, stubby tails. So look down low at the floor level and work your way up from there. It will immediately seek a hiding place tight and dark. So you have to think like a snake, which I'm sure you immediately did.
Yes.
And my initial reaction when I heard about this yesterday and after talking with the fire chief, because I guess the fire department, who besides being good at putting out fires, are also snake charmers.
We were hoping so, at least.
Were brought in to try to catch the snake. My initial reaction was that snake is still in the classroom somewhere.
Right.
And my initial reaction was if there was an open vent of some kind, it probably crawled in that. And that's what you think happened?
Yeah, we had some people, and we've been searching diligently since the weekend, obviously, looking for the snake, myself, the teacher and custodians and other staff members as well. And right now we are believing that it went up into the hood vent that the teacher uses when doing things with chemical reactions that vents it out to the roof. And as we removed some things, we were able to see the markings of the snake slithering in that area. Now we just have to find out exactly where it is.
All right. How, can that be difficult to get to?
Well, it's you know, because it's a mechanical piece, there's lots of nooks and crannies, as you said, that the snake may want to be hiding in to get there. So if without taking the entire thing apart, which we don't want to do, we're going to try to maneuver our way to see if we can find out where it is.
All right. It's in there somewhere.
Yes.
About 3 feet long?
Yeah, that's about that, the teacher had said.
Right. Is this the first time the Mr. Snake has escaped?
Yes. They obviously have it at their house as well. And all summer long, it was at their house, and it was just brought in, I think, that day or the day before, and this is the first time it's ever popped the top off of its cage and decided to go exploring.
They can do that. They can push, if it's not secured tight, they can push the top. They will do that.
Yes, yep, we found that out now, or the teacher did.
So, well, I'm more concerned about the safety of the snake than startling a student, actually. I mean, these are harmless snakes.
Yes, and actually the reason that they have the name ball python is because if they are startled or are feeling threatened, they actually ball up. That's where they got their name from, and they tuck their head in, and you can actually roll them around and do things like that. So we're not worried about that part of it. But again, you know, we always want students to feel safe and secure in the building, and we do know that some people, snakes are right on the top of the list with people with fears and phobias and things like that. So we don't want that to bother any student in the school, obviously.
So how much of a, so I can kind of picture in my mind's eye this venting system, how expansive is it? I mean, how?
Well, I mean, I would say it's at least probably 3 feet wide, and then it obviously sends it, the vapor things and things up into the system, the ventilation system, and out through the school, so students are not getting exposed to it, and that's what it's there for, to ventilate anything that the students would be having that could cause. I mean, even something as simple as, you know, paint fumes and things like that, that you don't want the students, you know, breathing in, and that's what it's meant for. So people can actually maneuver around in it if they're doing an experiment and have their hands in, you know, a couple kids around that area. So it's big enough for that. But obviously once it gets up into the ventilation part, then that gets much smaller.
All right. Well, maybe it'll just crawl back down.
Well, that's our hope, and we are, you know, baiting it with everything we can. We have its heat source that the teacher uses that looks like a little log that gives it extra warmth in specific spots. We have extra food. We're doing all those things that we're hoping to, you know, make it realize that this is better than up there.
Right. Or you can get somebody to crawl up in there, somebody real small.
There's no one that small, I don't think. And maybe my one-year-old could do it, but I'm not going to be sending him up there.
Okay. All right. Other than that, yes. Talk about the start of the school year and your advice to let's start about the new kids, the freshmen.
Yes.
What's your advice to them as they embark on their high school career?
You know, we met with them all yesterday because freshmen were the only ones here yesterday. We had a great chance to have them work with our admission mentors and just talked about the importance of, you know, getting involved and feeling a part of the Fond du Lac High School community and all the things that we do have to offer here at the high school. You know, we have the ACE building for architecture, construction, and engineering. We have all of our great musical procedure or productions that we have. We have a great athletic, you know, facility and things that we do with that. And just really to get involved in it with whatever avenue they want to, that'll help them be successful later in life.
That's so important, and the kids feel better about themselves, and I think they do better in school when they're involved and they feel like they're a part of the school community, right?
They definitely do, and you know, we have the data to show the students that are involved in things, they do better academically, socially, and again, just feeling much more part of not only the school but the community and what this community has to offer them as well.
And what about the seniors? It's their final year before they get kicked out of house.
And with the seniors, you know, we really want them to go out and just not only enjoy their final senior year where they do have the protection of teachers and their parents and, you know, people like that looking out over them, even though they might not like it at times. We're here to help support them and help them on this last year before they really do become adults and, you know, contributing members of our community and what they can do to hopefully bring their talents back to the community as well, because we have some amazing students here at the high school that are going to be doing great things in the future.
And your advice to parents?
Parents is, you know, I don't have a high schooler myself. I have middle schoolers right now. Just bear with it and be there for them when they need you, because usually the kids, they might say that they don't need the adults all around them, but there always comes a time when they do need you again. So be there for them and let them know that as a school, we're always here. They just have to call us. If they need something from us, we're here to help them as well.
And go to those parent-teacher conferences, for crying out loud.
Exactly, and open house tonight. We hope that they come to open house tonight and, you know, can meet some of those teachers and see what great things their kids are experiencing here at the high school.
Yeah, it's a great, great school, one of the best schools in the state. Matt Steinbarth, principal at Fond du Lac High School. Matt, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program. Have an outstanding school year.
Thanks, Rick. You have a great day as well.